And I'm going to talk about artificial intelligence and scientific research. The picture that I got, it consists of a man and a robot directly like interacting, by the man is holding a control remote pointing at it. And the robot's name is PeopleBot. The picture shows a similarity between the man and the robot. If you look at their heads, they are similarly shaped, and these show the relationship that humans have right now with the robots and modern technologies. And also, the two participants in the picture, which are the robot and the man, have a contrast in color, light, and texture. The man is shown in black clothes, and the light doesn't hit him, and he has roughness in his hair and his clothes, while the robot is of lighter colors, and the light hits him directly. And it is also smoother because it's made of metal. This contrast helps to show that the man relates to the past and the robot to the future. And this could mean the change between technology and between things manually done. Mm-hmm. Also, between the man and the robot is the control remote, which they are pointing. And it is framed between the lines of the floor and the roof and the table's legs to give it more importance and harmony. And with this remote control, it is to show a change. The remote control is the change between doing things directly, manually, and doing them artificially by themselves without the control of humans. And this reflects the great advance of English-speaking countries in technology. Also, in the robot, you can see that its purpose, according to the picture, it could be to serve coffee because it is holding coffee cups in the bottom. And this reflects the urge of English-speaking countries such as the Americans to do things easier, to make it more practical. And this also helps to show that they are constantly trying to improve life standards. And the image of the robot almost seems like fiction. It reminds me of the movie called The Bicentenary Man, which author I don't recall. But in this movie, the robot is so advanced that it starts having feelings and even marries a lady. And this comparison between the movie and this shows that robots are now being so advanced that they are starting to imitate human life in many aspects. And
good. Okay. So, Alejandro, you mentioned very interesting points. Actually, one of them is the fact that Americans tend to create the kind of technology that will make life easier and more practical. What does that tell you about that culture?
They are constantly trying to improve, to be better for themselves, or also to make things easier for other people. They are trying to help each other while trying to get the best out of things.
And so how do you think that attitude has an effect on academic programs and research in general?
This tendency to try to improve and make the best things in academic matters, it shows how they search for excellence all the time. And this is very good because with excellence, they gain the ability to generate even more things to help them bring more excellence for themselves.
So creativity is something that you would, or a word that you would use to describe Americans.
Yes, yeah? Because by creating new things, they gain more material to be able to think of more things, and this becomes a constant improvement cycle.
Okay. And what is the downside to that, or the challenges that, in a way, generations would have to deal with in terms of that kind of advancement or attitude towards renewed technologies every time?
That by focusing on all the time on the future, mm-hmm. they will start to forget important things of the past. For example, the history maybe, mm-hmm. and that is very important in the culture of the country.
Do you think that is happening already?
I believe it is happening right now.
What indications do you see to that?
Because now people, for example, in internet, mm-hmm. instead of having relationship with other people in the yards or something, mm-hmm. they are just playing and chatting in the internet.
Okay.
and they forget what really is to interact with others.
Okay, so interactions are changing just because we have all these positive idea of technology or tendency to use it. Okay.
Yes, in this case, it is an artificial intelligence, but internet and technology is becoming an artificial reality. They are starting to live only in it, and they do not notice that they are missing real life.
Is something so advanced, like such as this sort of technology, artificial intelligence, is it something interesting to you? Is it something that you usually like to investigate, or is it not really?
I do not really like to investigate it, but I like to use many of those things. Mm-hmm. I myself play a lot of online gaming, so I like these things.
So kind of, you're also a victim of what you were just saying.
Yes, yes, that's what I mentioned, because I do it myself.
Mm-hmm. Okay, very good. Good. We're going to move on now to a different topic that I would like to ask you about. And the topic would be that in the recent years, there has been a tendency. We were talking earlier about academic performance and ways in which technology could be used, but talking more about how the academic performance of boys and girls has seen changes over the last few years. There is a tendency that is called the gender gap, in which they have found that in England and in the United States, girls are doing better than boys academically over the last few years. And this has been a tendency over the years. What do you think this change could bring to education in general? You think this is a problem, and how it could have a solution?
I think this is a good thing. I believe this is happening because now they have more opportunities. In the past, they couldn't enter school many women, but this is good because now, with having women also that know more than men, they can be more competitive and they can constantly improve. And by this, they can even look for the best way of having school programs that adapt for both sexes, genders, sorry.
The problem is now that boys are getting behind. Like, okay, girls are trying to achieve better, but now boys are not doing that kind of effort. Do you see that happening in our context, in our school community, perhaps?
I think it's not that they are doing bad, but that they do better in different things.
Okay, like for example?
I believe men tend to be better in math and technology, and girls tend to be better in humanistic things, or that they tend to be more dedicated to things, and that's why they study more and they can do better in exams or like that.
But then that tends to be the reason why there can be more academic opportunities for girls, whereas boys could be not given that sort of opportunity. What aspects do you think should have to change in school so that this situation is not uneven for boys?
I think that they could change or adapt the teaching program in order that it is more of logical and critical thinking instead of memorizing things, because women tend to be better at memorizing than men, or at least that's what I believe.
That's what you have seen. Okay. In general, in your own education, what do you think you're in an IB program, which is very challenging. What do you think are the aspects of the program or your education in general that allowed you to do well in this course of studies? What do you think?
I think that I do good in IB because it is a lot of, like how I tell you, is critical thinking and developing abilities. I personally, I was a member also of the bicultural education. In fourth semester, in third semester, I was bicultural.
Okay.
And my grades dropped down because I was used already to the IB program. So in fourth semester, I came back and my grades improved again.
Again? Really? Okay. So what you say is that you saw differences between the way in which you were adapting in the IB program and then in the other program that you experienced. So in the end, you decided to stay with the IB. Which is your favorite subject in the IB?
Physics.
Physics.
I'm a very logical person.
Yeah. Okay. And is that something that that you started developing since you were very little, or is it something that you have developed over the years and as a result of your participation in the IB program?
I started being good in math and physics since I was little. I was always participating in math concepts.
Oh, that's nice.
And but in the IB, it became more challenging and more fun, interesting. So I started liking it more and I started improving.
Okay.
Because the harder it gets, the better you get also.
That's great. Well, thank you, Alejandro.
Thank you.